The Symphony of Northwest Arkansas's next concert is this Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. at the Walton Arts Center. It's Masterworks 2, and music director Paul Haas is going to conduct Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3 in D minor and Shostakovich's Symphony No. 5 in D minor. He was recently in the studio to talk to us about the upcoming concert.
The reason I chose the Rachmaninoff is because it is one of the greatest works on the face of this planet. You know, I think there are a lot of people out there who would say that this is the piece that really drew them into classical music. In terms of the Shostakovich Symphony No. 5, this is one of those pieces that the best way to say it is that it's had a profound impact on me personally, because it's a piece that was written during a period of intense tragedy for an entire nation and for one person in particular, Shostakovich. It was written at the height of Stalin's terror in the Soviet Union. And the Rachmaninoff, I'm close to it in a fun way. It's a piece I love to conduct. I love to listen to it. It's so luxurious. There's so much going on in the piece. The piano part alone is frankly just insanely difficult and ravishing to listen to. And then you add the orchestra on top, and of course Rachmaninoff was this just genius orchestrator, and he gets colors out of the orchestra that nobody else gets. And so it's almost like a display piece, both for the pianist and for the orchestra. It's concerto as much for the orchestra as it is for the pianist. It's there's so much in it. It's like eating a very high cholesterol laden meal. You know what I mean? Lots of butter and steak and dessert. Not a big vegetable portion, if you know what I mean.
Decadent.
Oh yeah.
So let's talk about the pianist. It was billed earlier having Ching Yong Hu, but she had an injury in her hand and couldn't make it. There's now Sergei Babayan, and how did that happen?
We got the call last Monday. It's the kind of call you never want to get, where your soloist, for starters, because you don't want anyone ever to be injured, but secondly, because that means you really have to scramble to find a replacement pianist. In this case, we lucked out. You know, Northwest Arkansas is going to have one of the circuit's star performers coming in here. This is a guy who, Sergei Babayan, played this exact piece. He's going to be playing the Rachmaninoff Third Piano Concerto with one of the most famous conductors and one of the world's most famous orchestras just a month ago. He's incredible. I can't believe we have the good fortune to be able to work with him.
What are the challenges that you're presented with when you're conducting this particular concerto?
Well, I mean, with any concerto, as a conductor, it's an interesting position to be in. Because on the one hand, you have to be infinitely flexible, listening to the soloist and making sure that everything that the soloist plays is immediately understood by the orchestra so they can play exactly along with the soloist. So there's that sort of, I guess you would call it a servant role, where you're there to serve the pianist or the soloist. And then on the other hand, you're there as a collaborator. And that's a very interesting mix because you're also being called upon to have an opinion, you know, to have a concept for the piece and really lead it. And so there's this very interesting give and take between the soloist and the conductor. And any great relationship on stage between a soloist and conductor is one of give and take, where it's a question of, all right, who's in the driver's seat now? And so that's only amplified when you have a piece like this, the Rachmaninoff Third Piano Concerto, where so much is going on, and the orchestral part is so intensely difficult. The orchestra part is very, very difficult to make flexible. It's very intricate, and so when you have an orchestra like Sona, like our orchestra, Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, you're able to negotiate these turns and be infinitely flexible and follow the soloist. But lest anyone think it's a walk in the park, just realize that it's incredibly difficult, and only highly, highly seasoned professional musicians can master the parts to such a degree that they're able to be flexible on the scale you need.
Now, this is Sona's first season. So what were some of the obstacles you've had to overcome to put the orchestra together?
There really is no aspect of it that was the hardest. It was all, it was just a lot of hard things to do, a lot of difficult obstacles in our path to being where we are today. Our first goal was to put together an orchestra, and that's difficult. So we held auditions about a year and a half ago, and people came in from a 7-state area, and we chose the orchestra. We've continued to audition since then, continued to refine and build the orchestra. But I would say that was task number one. And task number two, it's a little harder to put into precise words, but it was really about rebuilding the trust of the community. We hadn't played for a few years, and it was important to all of us that we get out there and that we be the orchestra that would make the community proud. And I feel like, it may have been a long and difficult journey getting to that point, where last March we were able to unveil it, and then this past September we had our first concert of this season, and then our just amazingly successful Christmas Pops concert last December, just a month ago. We have that orchestra. We have an incredible orchestra that's here and ready to share the greatest works ever written for orchestra with the community. And it's just so gratifying to see that at the end of this initial journey. I mean, no one's going to say that we can just sit back and rest at this point. I mean, this is the beginning. This is where we start from. And everything else has been preparatory to this moment. Now is when we can get into gear, and it's very exciting to be able to show this product and say, "Hey, this is our orchestra as a region. Let's get out there, and let's set it on fire."
Sona Music Director Paul Haas on the upcoming Masterworks 2 concert. That's this Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. at the Walton Arts Center. Tickets are still available. You can purchase them by visiting the box office online at waltonartscenter.org or by calling the box office at 443-5600. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.